Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are going to end this culture of lawlessness that has been plaguing our city, and it won't stand.
Mayor Parker pledging to protect healthcare workers after a hit-and-run driver who hit three nurses and a shooting victim outside Penn Presbyterian Hospital last weekend. Police know who that driver is. Now they've got to track him down. Let's go live to University City. Get the story from KYW's Tim Jimenez.
Yes, Ian, during the news conference yesterday announcing that there was an arrest warrant out for the suspect, 20-year-old Jadeer Goodwin, city police and hospital leaders praised the team here at Penn Presbyterian. Chief Nursing Officer Nicole Hoke says the staff has been caring for the shooting victim and their injured colleagues while also helping the other patients who've been coming in.
Have continued to work around the clock as they do every moment of every day since this horrible tragedy has happened on Saturday morning. They are truly the heroes.
It was 4:30 Saturday morning when a silver Jeep with the shooting victim inside pulled up to the hospital. Police say three guys got out. They went into the ER. They begged for help. So then three nurses and security rushed out to get the victim. But police say the three guys were spooked when they heard Penn police were coming. So they got back in the Jeep. Police say Goodwin was driving and struck the nurses and the shooting victim. A 36-year-old nurse suffered facial injuries and internal bleeding, and he's in critical condition along with the 28-year-old shooting victim. The two other nurses were injured, but they are stable. Now, police found the Jeep in Upper Darby later in the day, but there was no sign of Goodwin and the others. Ian, police consider Goodwin to be dangerous, and they're urging anyone with information about him to give them a call.
Tim Jimenez outside the hospital for us this morning.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.